Good Monday afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Jesse Dick. A fire Friday evening in Rhinelander has claimed a life. Rhinelander police report they were called shortly before 7:30 last Friday evening to a house fire at 320 Rose Street. When firefighters entered the home, they found an unresponsive man on the floor. Paramedics tried to unsuccessfully to revive the man, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The name of the victim will be released when next of kin are notified. The state fire marshal's office is investigating along with Rhinelander police and fire departments and the Oneida County Medical Examiner's Office. The Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain has received top ratings from a group doing analysis of VA medical services. Ken Kroll has more.
Iron Mountain VA spokesperson Brad Nelson says the study is a measurement system the national VA has been using to help the local centers measure 25 quality metrics, including efficiency and productivity metrics. It measures death rate, patient satisfaction, and many other services. Only the top 10% of the 130 VA medical centers get five-star ratings.
We've been a five-star facility for a little while now. You know, right now we rank 11th in quality. We rank fourth in access to care. We're third in patient satisfaction. And again, this is according to the most recent report that was issued in July.
Nelson says another survey showed even higher rankings.
Based on a different survey, we're also the number one in best place to work among all 130 medical centers. So we're very proud of our performance, but it's not about performance, it's about providing patient care.
Nelson says it's the first time the facility has achieved top ranking as a place to work. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie reported the agency has been working to identify problems and implement solutions at some VA facilities that are experiencing problems. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The League of Women Voters of the Northwoods will be a partner hosting voter registration assistance tomorrow on National Voter Registration Day. The day was first observed in 2012. Community volunteers and organizations educate and assist voters to register on this day. League of Women Voters of the Northwoods spokesperson Deborah Derschlag says they will be staffing at two area libraries tomorrow.
And it's just a time for everybody to go to myvote.wisconsin.gov and check to make sure they're registered or re-register, and that League members around the state will be available at different locations assisting community members to register or to answer their questions about voting. And we will be manning booths at the Minocqua Public Library from 4 to 7 and the Rhinelander District Library from 10 to 2.
Across the nation last year, nearly 2,900 partners participated. Almost 125,000 citizens registered or updated their registration on National Voter Registration Day. Since the day was founded in 2012, more than 1.6 million voters have registered. Wood turtles have been hatching, and the hatchlings of the increasingly rare species might be carrying a little extra baggage. Ken Kroll tells us more.
Up to 20 of these state-threatened species are being outfitted with tiny transmitters to allow biologists to track their survival and habits over a year. The turtles were banded along the Wisconsin and Tomahawk Rivers in the North Woods. Tiffany Bougie is a UW-Madison graduate research assistant. She says after the hatch, the young turtles were humanely captured, and the turtles that were strong enough to carry the small transmitters were set up.
Our end goal is to see how long the hatchling turtles survive for a full year. So no one, to our knowledge, has really looked at that. A couple studies, I guess, have tracked hatchling wood turtles and other species from the period of nest emergence to the point where they enter the water for hibernation. But no one has gone beyond that hibernation time, which is sort of what we're trying to do here to get a good idea on the yearly survival instead of something like a weekly or monthly survival.
Bougie says the young turtles are often preyed upon by many predators, which lowers their survival rates. She says their shell isn't as hard as a larger turtle.
They're a target for birds, like crows will eat them, fish, bigger fish will eat them in the water, especially like raccoons and small like burrowing animals also will kind of target them. So they're really just they don't have a lot of defenses.
The study will look to see if nest protection is worth the effort in terms of increasing turtle populations or preventing their declines. Females don't lay eggs until they're 14 to 18 years old. The loss of an adult female can have long-term ramifications on turtle populations. This was the first year of funding for a multi-state partnership with Michigan, Minnesota, and Iowa to develop strategies to improve turtle numbers. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
In our forecast, we're looking at a high near 71 degrees for this afternoon, then a chance of showers tonight, some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise a low around 55. Tuesday showers are likely and a high near 62. Tuesday night showers and a low around 41. For Wednesday, partly sunny and a high near 56. Looks like Thursday showers and 53. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday highs should be around 50 degrees. Stay with us. LJ Summers will be your host for Crossroads Cafe coming up next here on WXPR.